The background of behaviourism. Seldom, if ever, has a major development in psychology resulted from the work of one person. This is not to say that single individuals have not been important, but their importance lies in their ability to culminate or synthesise previous work rather than to create a unique idea. The founding of the School of Behaviourism is a clear example. Although John B. Watson is usually given credit for founding behaviourism, we will see that so much of his thinking was in the air that the term founding should not be taken to indicate innovation as much as an extension of existing trends. Objective psychology, psychology that insists on studying only those things that are directly measurable, was already well developed in Russia before the onset of behaviourism, and several functionalists were making statements very close to those Watson later made. As we have seen in preceding chapters, the school of structuralism relied heavily on introspection as a means for studying the content